The question was asked, how is one supposed to conclude the Shema, the final three words, Hashem Elokechem Emet, both when praying on one's own and when praying with the Tzibur? So, technically, the third parasha of Shema, Vayomer Hashem Elokeinu, ends with, Ani Hashem Elokechem Sheyotzeiti Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liot Lachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokechem. That's how it ends. And then, the next blessing begins with, Emet V'yatziv. The next blessing is a series of pairs. You have eight pairs, yes? Emet V'yatziv. Two terms for truth. Nachon V'kayam. Yashar V'ne'eman. Ahuv V'chaviv. Nechmad V'na'im. Nora ואדיר, מתוקן ומקובל, טוב ויפה. They're all pairs, right? They're all pairs that are slightly synonymous. And if you look in the Rambam actually always puts the vav in between the pair. Emet ויציב, נכון וקיים, ישר ואהוב. Because they're eight sets of words that are almost synonymous, words that are complementary. So the word emet is really not a part of Kriya Shema. Our sages said, if you end Shema, Ani Hashem Elokechem, well, it's not fitting to wait until you say the word emet, because emet is, so to speak, Hashem's signet ring. Hashem signs with emet. Hashem is truth. So we jump into the next paragraph, and we take the first word of the next paragraph, we say, Hashem Elokechem emet. We stick in that emet. Whenever we read Shema personally, we go straight from Hashem Elokechem to emet. And then we continue. So let's say you're reading Shema, you're davening on your own for whatever reason. So, Hashem Elokechem Emet V'yatziv Nachon, you go straight in. Now, what happens when you're davening B'tzibur? So, you're not going to go straight in. Hashem Elokechem Emet V'yatziv Nachon V'kiyam Yasha. Now, the words Emet V'yatziv aren't going back on Hashem. They're going on Hadavar Hazeh Aleinu. Yeah, on the future. Emet v'yatziv nachon v'azeh aleinu. Yeah? Okay. So, nonetheless, we connect the word emet with the concluding paragraph of Shema. So far, so good? Okay. So, even though the word emet is not a part of the paragraph, we stick it in. We do not run into the next paragraph beyond the first word. So, if we're waiting for the chazan, we'll say, Hashem lokechem emet, and wait silently. Now, the basic halachic ruling is that the Chazan concludes the third paragraph. Ani Hashem Elokechem Sheyotzeiti Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liot Lachem Lelokim. Ani Hashem Elokechem Emet. And then he repeats the last three words. Hashem Elokechem Emet. This is quoted in the Beis Yosef for a Kabbalistic reason that by adding those three, we end up with 248. And that's the number that we want to correspond to. So when the Chazan says that, he says that for all of us. So that's why in Sfaradi shuls, this is very obvious, because the Chazan says everything out loud. So the Chazan concludes, Hashem Elokechem Emet, and then repeats, Hashem Elokechem Emet. V'yatziv nechon v'kayam. Okay, so that's in Sibur we do that way. V'yachid, you have no way of doing that. You don't repeat those three words on your own. You're missing from the, what?
You say emet and then jump into
emunah. Right. Hashem Elokechem emet ve'emunah. The Beis Yosef brings that one can have kavanah, that the different vavs will add up to Hashem's hidden name, and that will complete it. I don't know exactly what that means, to have kavanah, that the vavs add up. I don't know how you do that. But technically, the idea is not to pause between Elokechem and emet, even though the word emet is from the next paragraph. When the Chazan repeats the three words, we pay attention, because he's saying it not only on behalf of himself, he's saying it on behalf of all of us. So that's in a nutshell how we do it. Some Sfaradim may have a custom that the whole congregation says out loud, Emet, Hashem Elokechem, and they all say Emet. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know how that fits into what we're doing. The Yekis have a custom that the Chazan just says out loud, Emet. And again, I'm not clear on where that comes from. Does he say the three words and then just says the Emet out loud? Or does he only repeat the emet? I'm not sure. Because the Gemara says not to repeat the emet. The Gemara says there was someone who was a chazan, and he said, Ani Hashem Elokechem emet, emet v'yatziv. So he said emet twice. And they said, kol emet emet tavsei lehai. They said that the guy, it's as though he's stuttering and repeating the word emet twice. So if we repeat the three words, that, it seems, is okay. To repeat the word emet twice, that's not okay. So what are the Sfardim doing calling out emet? I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the custom comes from, and I'm not sure, I don't know anything about it. I've noticed some people do it. I'm not sure where it comes from.